This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, today we see indoctrinated students following behind corrupt anti-gunners that are tolerated by the American people in an attempt to strip the rights of you, American gun owners. Remember, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed, right? Well, it's being infringed upon today. And, of course, they have no constitutional authority to do so. But what we do is we have Chuck Schumer out of New York leading the tyrannical charge, naming off the alleged students that were shot in Florida name by name today. Well, the media, the CIA-controlled media, is out attempting to blow up the number of students that are walking out of school today in protest concerning the right to bear arms. Oh, how anti-gunners and dictators of the past would be proud today. In America, all of you that are dropping your students off at public schools, they would be proud of you too. Because what you're seeing today is the seeds of indoctrination are in harvest today, aren't they, friends? Absolutely they are. I don't want to make it bigger than what it really is, but I don't care if we had 10 students outside protesting gun rights. We have a problem. And the problem that we have, again, is that we've allowed, the American people have allowed, the federal government to illegally indoctrinate their students into believing that they do not have a right to bear arms, to indoctrinate your students, your sons and your daughters, friends. They don't have a right to do that. And what we're seeing today is, again, we're seeing the seeds of the indoctrination come to fruition, which does not mean we still do not have time to respond. No, we have plenty of time. But I want you to know that what is happening today, friends, again, keep in mind the CIA-controlled media is going to try to embellish it because they want to belittle opposition. Well, the fact of the matter is they don't have the numbers. And if I could bring you over to prove my point once again, as we always do on the sonsoflibertyradio.com here, you do the math. And when you do the math, you begin to understand what's really going on. Now, I want to counter it with, again, the CIA-controlled media. And what they want you to believe, because they're beginning to report that gun sales are down, when in fact the opposite is true. They're trying to belittle the American people by saying that gun owners in America are the minority, when in fact, again, the opposite is completely true. As a matter of fact, I just did some homework during the break, right before the radio show here today, and I found out now that there's 325.7 million people in this country. Again, 325.7 million people in America. Now, again, keep in mind, the media is trying to tell you that you're in the minority if you are a gun owner. Well, when we do the math, according to the Geneva-based Small Arms Survey, the leading source of international public information about firearms, Listen carefully. The U.S. has the best armed civilian population in the world. Again, I'll say it. The U.S. has the best armed civilian population in the world with an estimated 270 million total guns. Again, there are 325.7 million in America, and you have the media trying to tell the gun owners and those that don't know the difference, friends, that they are in fact the minority when in fact the opposite is true. That's an average of 89 firearms per every 100 residents. This is the media trying to belittle you, friends. Far ahead of Yemen, which comes in second with about 55 firearms for every 100 people, or Switzerland, which is the third with 46 guns for every 100 people. Now, what I'm talking about right now, friends, is a student protest. I'm not embellishing it. I'm not making it bigger than what it is, because keep in mind the tactic of the enemy is to cause the enemies to believe of gun. Basically, the enemies of the CIA-controlled media are gun owners, okay? They want to belittle you. They want to ostracize you. They want to make you feel like you're the only one. You're in isolation when you think that you have a right to bear arms, when in fact the ones that are being used to protest you are the ones that have never read or have read the Constitution or the Bill of Rights a day in their life, because they've been indoctrinated by the same people in their hands to protest now gun owners. And it's absolutely pathetic, to say the least. Now, friends, what I want to do is I want to come back on the other side of this break, and I just want to bring you to the survivor of the 1991 Killeen, Texas, Luby's Cafeteria shooting massacre. I want you to listen to Dr. Susan Hupp give her testimony, because she was inside of Luby's during the time of that shooting. And I want you to listen carefully as to what, in detail, for every word that came out of her mouth, friends, and who the problem is, because she will lay it out in a 5-minute piece, friends, in a way that I could take 6 shows and lay it out. I just always want to inundate people with information and give them more information than they need, so it can never be said that they didn't receive enough. Well, this woman, she coined it in a 5-minute take. I'll play the audio for you on the other side. Before I get to that, I also want to highlight the fact that, again, there is national protest today, we're told, and it said national protest with thousands of students. Now, just think about that. There's 50 states. There's 325.7 million people in America, and thousands show up to their protest. Okay? Again, they want to take the pictures and create the war. That's what they're doing, friends. They're using the minority against the majority, trying to belittle the majority into thinking the minority is the majority. This is tactics of communism from folks from A to Z all the way through. Literally, it really is. And it's also interesting to note that the state-controlled media across the boards is highlighting the same thing that I am. The difference is I am countering the message with facts, because they don't want you to have facts. And again, we're not asking for permission from the devil to obey God. Read Luke 11:21. You get a moment concerning gun control. And with that, friends, we are obeying God, and we are looking to our forefathers and the message that they gave us, which counters. Folks, it counters today's corrupt politicians who, again, let me remind you, do not have a constitutional right anywhere in any founding document in an attempt to strip you of your Second Amendment. So where are they getting their authority? Well, off the ignorance of the American people that don't know any different, Hosea 4:6. When I come back, friends, we're going to get to Dr. Susan Hupp, and then we're also going to be talking about 5 critical questions that need to be answered 1 month after the alleged shooting in Florida. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to highlight five critical questions. It's an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com by Matt Agarist. Five critical questions that need to be answered 1 month after the Florida shooting. Yesterday I'd shared with you, friends, I'm just keeping you abreast as to what's going on so you don't get scattered with other topics that are taking place in your country only to forget this one. We want to lay the axe to the root of the tree. We don't want to deal with the branches. So let's stick to one topic, deal with it, clear the air, and then we can go to the next one, friends. Because that way we can make sure that there's nothing uncovered, folks, that they want to cover. We want to uncover that which they're attempting to cover. Yesterday I shared with you that there are many outlets coming out now, friends, saying that there's no obituaries concerning these 17 students that have allegedly been shot and killed. Again, that's all we're looking for is the evidence, friends, and we have yet to see it outside of what the state-controlled media would have you believe. But the five critical questions that need to be answered 1 month after the Florida shooting. One of the things that is being highlighted right now, friends, again, and we've done the show several times on antidepressants and the connections to school shootings, is why is the media refusing to report on Cruz's alleged use of antidepressants? In a likely attempt to protect their corporate sponsors in the pharmaceutical industry, the fact that Cruz's family told reporters that he was on medication for depression has managed to remain all but a blip in the mainstream, of course, because they're giving cover. This is what I'm talking about, friends. Conspiracy theorists are named theorists by those that are attempting to cover for the conspirators, namely the CIA-controlled media. Period. Period. As a TFTP reported, the people who knew Cruz described him as a troubled teenager who was adopted when he was young and then was forced to move with a friend after both of his adopted parents died. Jim Lewis, an attorney for the family that gave Cruz a place to live after his mother died in November, told the Washington Post that they knew Cruz was depressed, but they believed he was taking steps to manage his depression. Now, I want to interject this real quick. Don't forget that one eyewitness that saw the shooter saw him on with tactical garb. Okay, nobody's seen Nicholas Cruz with tactical garb on, just so you know, okay? There's false flags all across this. This looks like Black Ops, friends, from A to Z, literally. And I want you to keep that in mind while we're talking about what's going on here. Nicholas Cruz, the alleged shooter. Family member Barbara Kumbatovich told the Herald she believed Nicholas Cruz was on medication to deal with his emotional fragility. She was a sister-in-law of Linda Cruz, the suspect's mother, and she also told the Sun Sentinel that she believes Nicholas has been on medication for several months. Of course. The reason this information is so important is that the side effects of some of these medications are known to make people violent and suicidal. And the makers of these drugs have been sued for hundreds of millions of dollars after people have tied their use to mass killings and suicides. As a matter of fact, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, after Columbine, the court put a hush order on people that were in the know concerning what these kids were on by the judge. So, folks, don't tell me what starts at the top doesn't go to the bottom, because they're all working together, for the most part, in these cases, friends. Some of the side effects of these antidepressants include aggression, agitation, changes in behavior, hallucinations, suicidal thoughts, and homicidal ideation. The use of these medications have been tied to nearly every mass shooting in modern history, and the president thinks banning bump stocks is going to take priority. Come on, America. Who are these people working for? So let's get to the five questions. Why were first responders told to stand down? As the cops who failed to go into the school to stop the shooter garnered their well-deserved scorn in the media, news of the stand-down order barely registered on the news cycle at all. Lives could have been saved, but first responders were told not to help. Why, friends? Because the higher the body count, the more it works for their political agenda. That's a fact. That's a fact. One guy said, everything I was trained on mass casualty events says that they did the wrong thing, said the first responder who spoke with WSVN Miami News 7 reporter Brian Enton on the condition of anonymity. You want to know why they want their anonymity, friends? They want it because they don't want to get fired for telling you the truth. Did you know that? That's a fact. You don't wait for the scene to be cleared. You go in immediately armed. Retrieve the victims. You can't leave the victims laying there, he explained, but they could not go in. They were told to stand down. I would hypothesize I could have saved lives. I can't say for sure, he said, adding, I would have risked my life to go in. I was eager to do so. Why were they told to stand down, America? Why were these individuals told to stand down? First of all, you got to rewind it and ask the question, what were the police doing there in the first place, telling the students on a third drill of the day that they're going to shoot off blanks and we want you all to act like this is a real scenario? How come nobody's talking about that, America? Hello? We have the police come into school and tell our children we're going to shoot off blanks and we want you to act like this is a real scenario? The third drill of the day? Why did Facebook and Twitter and YouTube scrub all eyewitness accounts? I'm sorry, ear witness accounts. Why did the teacher that said she saw the shooter think it was a cop who had full tactical gear on? It totally counters, folks, what the media is telling you. And now today, you have thousands, think about the small number, the thousands of students across the country in 50 states with 325.7 million people in this country, and they're blowing in the wind that thousands of students are protesting our rights to bear arms. Oh, how dictators of the past would be proud of them. And it shows you who's behind the government, friends, and who's in control. Because it's under the curse, friends. That's why America's under judgment, period. Going to the next one. Another question being asked and needs to be answered. Why did the FBI and police essentially allow the shooting to take place by failing to act on the myriad of warnings? I'm not even going there, friends. Why did the FBI and police... Folks, again, We can't say everybody's bad in the FBI, nor can we say everybody's bad in the CIA. I have friends in both. Friends? But the fact of the matter is, there is corruption inside of both of these bureaucracies and these institutions. And we've seen what is, hey folks, how corrupt is America? That's all you have to do is look to the corrupt politicians that are still there. That's how corrupt America is. That's how corrupt the FBI is. That's how corrupt the CIA is. This is how corrupt the DOJ is. This is how corrupt the administration is. These corrupt politicians are still doing what they're wanting to do at will. Why did the FBI and police essentially allow the shootings to take place by failing to act on the myriad of warnings? Because it fit the narrative perfect, that's why. Do you see any cops being fired right now, friends? Do you see? No. Anonymity was given by this guy that told you the truth concerning the first one. Why were responders told to stand down? He was afraid he was going to lose his job by telling you that they were told to stand down. So the people that are getting fired right now, friends, are the ones that are doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. The ones that are doing the wrong things, they get to keep their job because the American people let it happen. That's why. The bad guy gets to keep his job because he obeyed an unconstitutional order. An irrational order to stand down when there was an alleged shooter inside of the school. Going to the next one. Five critical questions that need to be answered 1 month after the Florida shooting, the alleged shooting. Why haven't we heard any more on the claims of multiple shooters? In one chilling account, a student told not only told reporters that she witnessed multiple shooters, but she also explained how she was talking to the suspect. These are ear witnesses, by the way. That's important that you know that. Nicholas Cruz, as she heard rounds being fired down the hall. Again, Alexa Meadnick told KHOU-TV journalist Matt Muzil, the fire alarm went off and the principal came on the speaker saying everybody needs to evacuate right now. So that's what I did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple of shots fired. Everybody was freaking out saying that it was a gun, explained Meadnick. As we were walking the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect. How does that work for the narrative, America? That's why it was scrubbed from Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Hello? Because it doesn't line up with their propaganda for their political agenda. But today, the corrupt, tyrannical politicians are leading the way, along with the media, and a bunch of students across the country who have never been taught to know what the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence has to say. How do you look at a nation like that and say, oh man, I feel for them people? No, I would look at that nation and say, those people deserve what they've got coming because they could care less about the issues at hand. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. If you'd like to jump over on our YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. You have us as the number one radio show out of 82 radio stations over at Genesis Communication Network right now, and I totally appreciate that. We have your ear. I hope we have your heart as well by the Holy Ghost, and I hope he is influencing you to do that which is right before God and his government first and foremost. Aside of that, friends, we're talking about, well, we're talking about a couple different things here. We're talking about the thousands of across the country. Just pay attention to the numbers. The state-controlled, CIA-controlled media and their narrative is that thousands of students across the country are taking to the streets to protest guns. What they're not telling you, folks, is that there is violence breaking out in California. Let me ask you, what curbs violence? What curbs violence is armed individuals, correct? Yes, that's correct. See, so they're again countering their very message. Who's leading these young people? Well, who's leading these young people are the indoctrination of the federal government and the corrupt politicians and the media all working hand in glove to overthrow your rights, because what we're seeing today is the seeds of indoctrination are in harvest today, are they not? As a matter of fact, right now, friends, Chuck Schumer, he is on the floor, the federal floor right now, naming off these alleged 17 individuals who were shot in Parkland last month. Now, in saying that, I want to also share with you, I'm going to play some audio in just a moment from Dr. Susan Hupp. She's a survivor of the 1991 killing Texas Luby's cafeteria shooting massacre where both of her parents were killed. I also want you to keep in mind Chuck Schumer was the one that was actually listening to her testimony back in 1991. How dare he? I'll let you hear the audio in just one moment. I got one more that I need to finish off here concerning five critical questions needed to be answered 1 month after the Florida shooting. Why are the police refusing to release the surveillance footage? Do I need to say anything to this one, America? Why are the police refusing to release surveillance footage? That's all we're asking for is show us the evidence of the shooting. As I shared with you during the first segment, there are people out there that are noticing there's no obituaries, not a one that has been released on any of these alleged victims, okay? Now, again, false flag does not mean there's not people that are killed. It just means black ops. It means someone is inside doing the shooting for them. And notice everything around it. The media is omitting everything that would basically put the mirrors on them concerning their part concerning this alleged shooting that took place in Florida. Now, again, I want you to listen to this, okay? What you're dealing with today, friends, concerning this protest of students taking to the streets saying no more guns, is thousands out of a country of 325.7 million people, okay? I shared with you earlier during the first segment, how the media is now saying that gun owners are now in the minority, which, again, nothing could be further from the truth. There's an estimated 270 million total guns, and there's 325 million people. So do the math, okay? Again, they want you to feel ostracized. They want to belittle you, is what they want to do, okay? Hitler used to do the same thing back in the day when he'd have those mass gatherings. That was there to basically ostracize and belittle anybody that would dare stand against or dissent against Adolf Hitler. I want you to listen to this. These students that are protesting your right and their right to bear arms have been indoctrinated by the federal government. They have never read the Second Amendment, friends. They're not required to read the Second Amendment. They're not required to read the Constitution. They're not required to read the Declaration of Independence. But after doing 360 public high schools in 25 different states, I can tell you there's no excuse for them neither, because out of all of them schools, a good portion of them, the founding documents are pasted on the wall in the library. You know, it's funny, I did a high school in Florida, a tea party in Florida just 3 months ago, and it was adjoined to a library. You know what I did is I just went over there, I was curious, I went over there and I asked them if they had a Bible or the Constitution. Which one was missing, Sam? It was the Constitution, isn't that right? I don't even think she could find a Bible. Both of them were out. They were MIA, missing in action. So they have everything in that library, but who it is that we are and where it is that we came from. How convenient. And again, what we're seeing today is the seeds of indoctrination in full harvest at this point in our present time in the America that we all know, friends. But these guys have never read a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. No, of course not, because they're blindly leading behind the likes of Chuck Schumer. Okay? Now, we've just answered five critical questions. We've asked five critical questions that need to be answered 1 month after the Florida shooting. I laid those to your candor. Now what I want to do is I want you to listen to this audio by Dr. Susan Hupp. She's a survivor of the 1991 Killeen, Texas, Luby's cafeteria shooting massacre where both of her parents were murdered. Now, also keep in mind, Chuck Schumer is the one taking her testimony on the floor. Listen carefully to this.
Let me make sure that you understand I'm not here representing the NRA. I'm not even a member. Okay? Secondly, I'd like to say that in your opening statements, you commented specifically on my testimony, saying that basically it had nothing to do with this issue. And I had to chuckle because then I noticed you had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that, I didn't grow up in a house with guns. I don't hunt. I personally abhor hunting. But I was given a gun by a friend when I was 21 to carry in my purse for self-defense, and I was taught how to use it. A couple of years ago, my parents and I went to a cafeteria in Texas on a bright sunny day. We weren't in a dark alley where we weren't supposed to be. And as you all know the story, this madman drove his truck through the window. And he began shooting. Well, immediately, my father and I got down on the floor and put the table up in front of us. And this guy kept shooting. And you're thinking, well, you know, what could it be? Is it a robbery? That's the first thing that generally comes to mind. And he keeps shooting. It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could. Now, I'd like to make something clear. I hear all this talk about how many bullets can go in a clip. I've been there. I can tell you it doesn't matter. It takes 1 second to switch out a clip. You can have one bullet or 100 bullets. It doesn't matter, guys. I've been there. He goes, dump, dump, just like that. That's not enough time to rush a man, I promise you. When I finally realized what was occurring, I thought, I got him. And I reached for my purse. He was maybe 12 feet away. You know, is it possible my gun could have jammed? Sure. Is it possible I could have missed? Sure. But I can tell you I've hit much smaller targets at much greater distances. But then I realized that a couple of months earlier, I had made the stupidest decision of my life. I took my gun out of my purse and left it in my car. Because, as you well know, in the state of Texas, it's sometimes a felony offense to carry a gun in your purse. I can tell you that I'm not mad at the guy that did this. As he continued, it was obvious that he was a madman. My father, at that point, said, I've got to do something. I've got to do something. He's going to kill everybody in here. And he rushed the man. No way. The guy turned, shot him in the chest. He went down, was obviously mortally wounded. For whatever reason, that made the man change directions and go off to my left. Shortly thereafter, someone at the back of the restaurant broke out a window. When I saw what looked like an opportunity to escape, I turned around and I grabbed my mother by the shirt and I said, come on, come on, we've got to run, we've got to get out of here. And then my feet grew wings and I was out the back window. As soon as I got out, I realized that my mother had not followed me out. And as I learned from the police officers, she had crawled over to where my father was and cradled him until the guy got back around to her. Put the gun to her head. She looked up at him, put her head down, and he pulled the trigger. My parents had just had their 47th wedding anniversary. She wasn't going anywhere. As I mentioned, I'm not really mad at the guy that did this. And I'm certainly not mad at the guns that did this. They didn't walk in there by themselves and pull their own triggers. The guy that did it was a lunatic. That's like being mad at a rabid dog. I'm mad at my legislators for legislating me out of the right to protect myself and my family. I would much rather be sitting in jail with a felony offense on my head and have my parents alive. As far as these so-called assault weapons, you say that they don't have any defense use. You tell that to the guy that I saw on a videotape of the LA riots, standing up on his rooftop, protecting his property and his life from an entire mob with one of these so-called assault weapons. Tell me that he didn't have a legitimate self-defense need. Just one final statement. I've been sitting here getting more and more fed up with all of this talk about these pieces of machinery having no legitimate sporting purpose. Legitimate hunting purpose.
We're going to take a quick break. I'll play the end of it on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertycom bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, friends, is we just about got to the best part of the audio. It's a video for me, but audio for you. This is Dr. Susan Hupp. I'm going to rewind it 1 minute. And again, I want you to hear what she has to say. She's a survivor of the 1991 Killeen, Texas, Luby's Cafeteria shooting massacre, where both of her parents were shot and killed by this madman that came in. This is her testifying to Chuck Schumer back in 1991. Listen carefully.
I'm mad at my legislators for legislating me out of the right to protect myself and my family. I would much rather be sitting in jail with a felony offense on my head and have my parents alive. As far as these so-called assault weapons, you say that they don't have any defense use. You tell that to the guy that I saw on a videotape of the L.A. riots, standing up on his rooftop, protecting his property and his life from an entire mob with one of these so-called assault weapons. Tell me that he didn't have a legitimate self-defense use. Just one final statement. I've been sitting here getting more and more fed up with all of this talk about these pieces of machinery having no legitimate sporting purpose, no legitimate hunting purpose. People, that is not the point of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. And I know I'm not going to make very many friends saying this, but it's about our right, all of our rights, to be able to protect ourselves from all of you guys up there.
Wow.
It's about our rights protecting us from you guys up there. And you guys up there, speaking of the representatives, are up there because the American people voted you into the position in which you are now occupied. And once you got there, you turned on your own oath to uphold the Constitution. You are now working at tearing away at it and tearing it down, attempting to recreate it in your own ungodly, tyrannical, arbitrary image. And that's what's happening today, America, big time. Chuck Schumer is the one she was talking to back in 1991. Chuck Schumer is now on the federal floor naming off these alleged victims from this school shooting in Florida, trying to work the emotions of the representatives across the United States of America in an attempt to disarm you, America, so you can no longer protect yourselves against individuals such as themselves. Now, keep in mind, they have security detail. They have armed security detail, okay? So does the president, so do the senators, so do the congressmen, so do the representatives, so do the courts, but they want to disarm you. Now, for those that don't know history, who is responsible for more deaths than the state itself? What does history teach us? No one. No one. I mean, folks, Germany, Russia, China, Uganda, any other country, Cambodia, friends, they first disarmed their people, and then there's mass genocide because they're dissenters. They don't fall in line with the dictators. They won't worship the dictator. So they kill them off. But keep in mind, they're unable to defend themselves. Then they're rounded up and exterminated. With all the history that we have in this country, America, how is it that you would have thousands of students across the United States of America, amidst of 325.7 million people in this country, just to show you how small the numbers are, how is it that you're playing in daring the justice of God to stay apathetic with what you see today? Because I say congratulations to all the apathetic Americans in this country for what you're raising up today, because you're seeing the seeds of indoctrination in harvest today. Congratulations, all of you that are too busy to actually fight for your freedoms. But you're not busy enough to go ahead and drop your students off to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government, are you? No. Boy, that's rather hypocritical, isn't it? You know, going back to the shooting in Texas, Killeen, Texas, or Killeen, Texas, at Luby's cafeteria, the shooting massacre, did you also know, friends, that there was a state trooper inside of that restaurant that failed to remove his firearm and to take this madman, this lunatic out that shot and killed 23 people? Did you know that? And did you know the reason that he didn't pull his gun out and shoot the perpetrator? Do you know why he didn't shoot the gunman? Because he said he wasn't being fired upon. So what's my message? My message is, folks, you can know, like, you've seen it in Florida just last week. They were told to stand down. We've seen it in Luby's cafeteria in Texas in 1991. If you want to put your trust into a government, first and foremost, it's they don't owe you, folks, nothing. They don't owe you the right to stand up and defend you, friends. Though they promised to do it. It's not like the cop got in trouble because he didn't fire upon this lunatic at Luby's cafeteria in Texas in 1991. No, he didn't. Matter of fact, it was hushed up by the state-controlled media. But it does prove that there is a reason that our forefathers want us armed. And what people fail to understand, I'm going to give you the quote by Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper, what people fail to understand that if violent crime is to be curbed, stopped, it is only the intended victim who can do it.
The felon doesn't fear the police. He fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. He must be taught to fear his victim. So therefore, friends, it's not the job of the police. The only thing you can do is call them names and ridicule them for being a bunch of cowards, because in these cases, that's exactly what they were. There's no question about it. But it's not like they're losing their job while you may have lost a family member, maybe now in the past or, folks, in the future. You don't know. But I'm not going to put my trust into a police officer to save my life, friends. And I'm not demeaning good cops in any sense of the word. I'm using a little common sense here. The message the American people need to give corrupt politicians is this. First of all, Article 2, Section 4. You are working against what you promised to uphold. The first thing you need to do is impeach them. And what you're going to find behind their records once you impeach them, you're going to find that you're going to find many crimes whereby you can indict them and charge them for their crimes. You will find it without a shadow of a doubt. Okay? Secondly, the message that the American people need to give to those that serve we the people is there is no gun debate, and next time we hear about it, you're done. If you pass the muster test concerning those that we have removed and you don't have it on your voting record. But the message that the American people need to give more than anything within itself to those that serve we the people is, first of all, ask the question, where is it that you have derived any delegated authority from we the people in an attempt to strip the American people of their right to bear arms? Where did you find that? It's just like health care. It's just, folks, we can go down the list. How many unconstitutional bills have been enacted upon us only to further enslave us? That's what it's about, friends. It's a promise from God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the message that we need to give to the American representative is we're not going to tolerate your crimes, nor are we going to be disarmed. Because until we begin to show our muscle in a lawful sense that we will remove you, and we're going to send the message to every other one of you corrupt, tyrannical politicians that wants to disarm us, you hypocrites, until that message is sent, it's going to continue on. Remember what Patrick Henry said in his speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention on June 5, 1778. Guard with jealous attention to the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Folks, I remember when I was a little kid, I used to love martial arts. And I was about 15, maybe 16 years old. That's the high end of my guesstimation here. And I remember there was a movie called Killer Be Killed. And folks, that's where we are today. Either we're going to bear arms, or else we're going to have our arms stripped away from us. Patrick Henry said, the great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able must have a gun. You have rights, America, not privileges.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.